need to improve it on first down specifically. You guys were really good early, and then lately that's been an issue. I know you haven't had as many plays as you'd like, but what is the key to getting better on first down?
Making plays. There's a lot of things that go involved, and we haven't done any of them. We haven't done much of them. So we got to make plays on first down. That's the bottom line. Got to move the ball. First down is a big thing. That's what we've really gone down, like you said, in the last couple weeks.
You had the play calling last week. Is it tough when it's 7-0 before you get the first snap and 10-0 you haven't had the ball for a quarter and a half?
The play calling, our defense, we count on them. They do a great job, and it doesn't matter. We got to do something with the ball. We didn't execute. We didn't do a very good job as a whole. Nobody did. So, score. We got to make points. We didn't do that. So,
where do you stand with the line at this point? I know you're probably disappointed with the way they performed. What is the key to getting them going? Because again, they were good early too, and I know the injury to Stevenson didn't help. But
well, I don't think you can point at anyone. I mean, we didn't perform very good as a group, coaches included. So. We're all trying to get on the same page. We worked really hard the last couple of days. One more good day, and we'll go out and make some improvements. That's what we're counting on, everybody improving. Because if you sit around and say, well, it was all one person's fault, nobody gets better. So if we all take those strides and get better, then we will get better as a group.
Coach Kubiak was saying he wanted to see Booker out there a little bit more. What have you seen from him that you liked?
Well, obviously, when he touches the ball, he's got some explosion, does a good job. He's handled the protection. Aspect that's what young guys tend to struggle with, and he's done a pretty good job with that, picking up those things. So I think we've got backs that can do a good job, whoever's out there. So deserving touches, that's what you're hoping to. You play well and you get more chances.
I know Russell's back today, and Coop said he had a majority of snaps. Hypothetically speaking, who's your backup left tackle?
What do you mean, hypothetical speaking? Russell Okung is our left tackle. All right? We'll have 7 offensive linemen up, and we'll figure out who's going to play. All right?
What did you see from Turner? Is he a candidate to be active, or is that asking?
Just a couple of guys I know that have coached him. Some of the verbiage should sound a little familiar,
right,
although he was only in Baltimore for a couple of days. He's a good athlete and he works hard. We had him high in our draft board. We just get a chance to get in there. It's kind of early to be throwing him out there with the rest of the fellas, and we have guys that have put in a lot of good time and effort. So it's just good to find, somebody to put in the mix and train and see what develops.
What kind of progress is McGovern making on the practice field?
Well, obviously, it's difficult, like we said, for a young guy even to get in there, but he's working his tail off and he's learning, and hopefully each day is a better day, as far as soaking it in, and you do see some progress with that, and certainly we watch all the tape. We don't just watch the offense, we watch the scout teams to make sure that those guys are working hard and doing a great job for the defense, and I know he's putting in the time.
There's a lot of talk about improving the rushing attack. What do you want to see more of from C.J. Anderson?
I want to see from everybody involved a better effort, a better job running the ball. It's nobody in particular. Everybody's got to do their job better. So, all right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.